This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Appointed for life. Louisiana lawmakers weren't talking about United States Supreme Court justices Thursday. They were actually talking about registrars of voters.
Currently, the local governing authority is responsible for the appointment of the registrar of voter, but beyond that, there's nothing.
Sulphur Representative Mike Danahay is chairing a new House and Governmental Affairs subcommittee that's looking into changing the rules governing appointments, pay, and term of service of the registrars of voters in each parish. The committee got a little history lesson from retired East Baton Rouge Registrar Nat Bankston on how the lifetime appointment came to be.
The Constitution of 1921 said that you can be removed at will. One of the Long brothers removed registrar voters in Baton Rouge three times. And the council kept appointing him back. So the dean of the school of law at Loyola wrote into the new Constitution in 74 that the only way that a registrar can be removed is for cause.
While there haven't been any egregious incidents of misbehavior by registrars recently, there have been numerous complaints. Assistant Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin says the way those complaints are currently handled is inappropriate.
They say that their association polices themselves. Self-police really isn't an appropriate accountability process when you should be accountable to the citizens of Louisiana.
The study committee is working toward drafting bills in accordance with House Resolution 94 passed during the 2015 legislative session. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.